The 2015 Paris Climate Agreement appears to have new life. Negotiators from nearly 200 countries reached a deal in Poland yesterday after tense negotiations. They say they have a roadmap for implementing the pact. CNN's senior international correspondent Nick Patton-Walsh was at the conference in Poland, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So first things first, is the United States on board? It appeared the Trump administration wanted to withdraw from the 2015 agreement. Where were they during these negotiations?
They were there, and they were there in two capacities, really. Obviously, because Trump has said that the US is leaving, and they don't technically come out until November 2020. In fact, the day after he would theoretically win re-election. They, of course, don't necessarily have that much of a desire to dictate the rule book. But it appears that the Korea diplomats who were in the room didn't really seem to get in the way. They appear to have allowed things to continue. And that really cast the US as something of an aberration during proceedings here, politically, from a higher level, on the sidelines. During Monday, they in fact staged a fossil fuel event promoting the very thing which everybody was there trying to reduce the use of. And in fact, just 48 hours earlier, they joined Russia, Saudi Arabia and Kuwait to not endorse the key scientific report that's behind all of this, an IPCC report which basically said there has to be drastic action in the next 12 years to keep global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius or there'll be catastrophic change. So essentially they were there as a spoiler, but on a more sort of technical level it appears that they stayed pretty much out of the way, or certainly didn't impede this rule book from being fashioned, although their comments on the sidelines certainly, I think, gave a bit of political cover or support for those people who wanted to wriggle out of some of the difficult choices here.
Just simply, what does this agreement claim to do?
It's basically the rules. So Paris 2015 was the desire. It's like sort of saying, OK, this is what we want to do. How are we physically going to actually put this into action? And it was the more difficult challenge, frankly. Yes, it's hard to get everyone to agree to the same idea, but it's even harder to get them to agree to the numbers, the mechanisms that behind all the very difficult choices that mankind has to make in every nation in order to stop catastrophic climate change happening in just over a decade from now.
But those rules are still voluntary, right? I mean, there is nothing that can force any of these countries to actually do what they say they're going to do.
Yeah, there's no jail time, no one goes to court, no one pays a fine. This is exclusively voluntary. So yes, it's kind of going to be a name and shaming system if you don't live up to your obligations. But I think possibly the idea behind this would be that as people increasingly realise climate change is a fact, it's not a belief, it's not a theory, it's something that's happening, that popular will in countries as the climate slowly changes too will make it pretty hard for governments to not live up to their obligations. But you're absolutely right, there's no teeth to these things at all. But the fact that people sign up to them on paper, like most international law, like most international agreements, they only really do that because they see their own self-interest in it too.
Just finally, what was the reaction once this was signed? I mean, is there some optimism that this is moving forward?
Yeah, there's certainly optimism. I mean, I think a lot of people are trying to put a brave face on this. The fact that you have the very nation that led 2015's Paris Agreement through, that spearheaded it under the Obama administration, that same nation was in the sidelines there denying the science, effectively, for refusing to endorse it, certainly, and then also promoting fossil fuels. That definitely cast a pall over proceedings that made many feel that perhaps they'd gone backwards since 2015 to some degree. But the world hasn't stopped. Physics hasn't suddenly decided to take a break while the Trump administration disputes what it comes up with.
CNN's senior international correspondent Nick Patton-Walsh, thank you so much.
Thank you.